So you have been in local government here in Western North Carolina for more than 30 years now in Macon County and in Haywood County. What has driven you to have a career in local government for this long?
Well, the things sort of work out. I think somebody put it well. It says, you don't necessarily choose your career, it chooses you. And I think that's true in a lot of cases, and especially in mine. When I was, after I'd served in the military and I was going back to college, I got involved in a program for city and county managers at Appalachian State University. And part of that curriculum was to do an internship for 6 months at the time. And so I ended up doing an internship in Swain County, and I was there for an intern for 6 months, and they offered me a job as a tax collector. And so I became the county tax collector in Swain County. And then in 1978, when a new board of county commissioners was elected, they decided to go to a county manager form of government, and they asked me to consider serving in that capacity, which I did for several years, and then decided to get out of local government, work in the private sector for a couple of years in Waynesville. Then I got the itch to get back in the local government again, and I think it's because you really see a lot. It's sometimes it's frustrating, but you see a lot of evidence of things that you worked on that benefit the people you live around. And so I got back into it, and as a result of that, I became the town manager down in Huntersville, which is a small town at that time outside of Charlotte. Probably had about 1,500 people in town at that time, and it's grown tremendously in the last decade or so. And I have a brother who still lives in that area, and he said the population in Huntersville now is like 50,000, so it's grown quite a bit. But anyway, to make a long story short, they had an opening for a county manager in Macon County in 1985, and I applied and was selected to serve. So I served here as county manager from 1985 until 1991, at which time Haywood County decided to go to the manager form of government, and they offered me the job, and I was the first, non-elected county manager in Haywood County, and served there for about 15 years. And after I left there, I was in Caldwell County as the manager for a couple of years, and had an opening back in Macon County, and I was asked to consider coming back, and so I did, and that was in 2007, and I served as county manager here again from 2007 and or end of 2007 until 2013, when and that time I retired. So I've spent most of my career in Western North Carolina, except for the 2 years down in Huntersville, but I've always enjoyed working in local government. And I think a good friend of mine said it best one time. He said, no matter what we provide, and this is on the county level, whether it's EMS or health services or social services or garbage collection or whatever it is, he said, we're in the people business. And so no matter what we do, we're serving the people. And so I thought a lot about that. And matter of fact, when I was convinced to run for the town board 2 years ago, my campaign slogan was one that I borrowed from a national outfit that says public service in the public interest. And I think I've always had a feeling that if you're elected or serve an appointed position in local government, which is closest to the people, you need to do everything you can to benefit those people that you serve in your community. And so I got back into it, and the mayor decided he didn't really want to run again, and asked me if I'd consider doing that. And at first I said, I don't think so. But one thing led to another, so I finally ended up filing to run for mayor in July. And to my surprise, no one else filed to run for that position, and so I ran unopposed in this election in November.
You mentioned being the first non-elected county manager in Haywood County. What's the most significant way that Western North Carolina local governments have changed during this, long time period that you've been involved?
Well, I was also the first non-elected county manager in Swain County in 1978. But I think the biggest thing that's changed in local government in Western North Carolina during my career is that more and more counties, and I think all the counties now have an appointed professional manager, as well as most of the towns have a manager of town run cities and throughout the state. And I think that's reflective of throughout North Carolina. I've been a member of the North Carolina City and County Managers Association, also a credentialed manager of the National Association of City and County Managers for quite some time. And North Carolina as a whole has a good reputation for good government and professionally run, and I think has led the nation in a lot of ways in developing the local government manager position. And so I think the thing that's changed a lot as far as the operation of towns and counties for that matter is that now we have a qualified professional manager to run the daily operations. Before that, it was basically up to the mayor to be the manager and the mayor at the same time. And so they found that that was probably not the most efficient way to handle the daily office and business of running the city or the county. And so the city manager, county manager, form of government came along, and I think it's really improved the delivery and professionalism of services that the citizens have grown to expect and they deserve.
And now that you are mayor-elect in Franklin, what do you see as the biggest issue facing Franklin? What did you hear from voters about what was important when you were running?
Well, we've talked about this a lot, and I guess some of the biggest issues facing the town and our community is the fact that we're going to continue to grow. Franklin's been discovered, and during this recent real estate boom that we've had, a lot of people are looking for places to live in and around the mountains of Western North Carolina. And so with that growth comes also a list of issues or challenges that we must face. And so one of those things is housing. Housing is a premium here, especially rental housing. There's hardly any rental housing available. If you talk to people who are looking for a place to live, they're having problems doing that. But also, I think with the growth comes a growing need to improve our infrastructure, our water and our sewer delivery. And as a matter of fact, we're currently working on a project that's over $1 million to improve our water facilities, our water plant facilities, to provide, you know, more and better quality water to our residents here. So we serve not only those in town, but also areas around town are able to tap into our water supply. So that's going to be a continuing growing thing, I think. And so we're having to deal with that. I think the fact that we're going to have these growths, it's not really a bad thing. I think my philosophy has always been in local government, if you can't stand still, you're either growing or you're declining. And so I think the future is pretty bright for Franklin and Macon County in our area, that we're going to have a lot more people growing here. The thing that our challenge also is that with our young people growing up, going off to college and having to go find work in other places of the country, I think we're letting them down in a big way. So we need to provide an atmosphere, I believe, to provide jobs and opportunities for our young folks right here in our own area so they don't have to leave in order to earn a living. Most of the people you talk to who finish high school or college and have to move away always talk about the idea and the dream of being able to come back home again. And so I know how that feels. When you come across Cowie Mountain and look down over the valley surrounding Franklin, you feel like you're right back home again. That's the feeling that I had when I first came to work here in 1985, and I still get that same feeling every time I come back home.
I think you've touched on this a little bit, but what do you see as the biggest issue facing the region as we kind of look outside of Franklin?
Well, I think the growth is going to be a problem and the challenge, and also the housing. And the other thing I think that I touched on briefly is that we need to figure out some way to retain our growing population of young people. That means in order for them to live here, and to thrive here and raise a family and so forth, they need opportunities for jobs. And so one of our challenges is going to be do everything that we can from a local government level to create an atmosphere of growth and development of businesses and industries and jobs, good paying jobs for the future. Now, we're very fortunate that we have several good industries here that provide quite a number of jobs, but we need to continue to build on that. I mean, it's working with our downtown, working with our surrounding areas, working with the County Economic Development Commission, and working with our other local governments in the county government, as well as Highlands and the town. And we in the past have, we created a sort of a little, I guess you could call it a council of governments here in Macon County several years ago, where we get together once in a while, the county and the two towns, and talk about issues that we all share in common. And so we're hoping as we get through this COVID situation to be able to get back together and have some regular meetings with our three local government organizations to talk about how we can address the issues that we're facing here. Another issue that we're all dealing with is the homeless population, and that's a growing issue not only in Franklin, but I think on every other town and county here in Western North Carolina. And we see that on the news every day. So we're working to deal with that as well. There's always a problem with substance abuse, and our police department does an outstanding job working with the sheriff's office and the state folks on dealing with the drug situation here, because that's the root cause of a lot of the petty crimes and issues that we have to deal with here. I would like to see, you know, they say that everybody needs a vision for the future on what they'd like to see. And my vision is that Franklin would be a clean, safe, healthy place to live, work, and raise your family. I would like to see Franklin, and it is to a large extent now, I would like to see Franklin be the kind of a town where everyone would want to live if they had the opportunity to do so. So we have some issues to deal with. We just got through approving in this year's budget a new position, code enforcement officer. So that person will work with the planning department and also the police department to correct some code violations that we're having in town. That's everything from junk cars to sign problems to trash to zoning violations and so forth. And our goal is to get people to comply to help us live in a clean, healthy town. And our code enforcement officer, I think, will be instrumental in helping us deal with some of those issues that we have complaints about probably on a weekly basis from our residents here in town.
One of the things that Mayor Scott was really vocal about was the hospital, and the new hospital is getting built right now in Franklin and will be done in June. What are you hoping will happen with that when that new hospital is built? What do you see as the biggest issue for healthcare in Franklin?
Well, I'm glad to see that we're building a new hospital and not closing our old hospital. I mean, some rural areas in the country are going through a situation where they can no longer afford to operate their own hospital. And so we're very fortunate that at least we're going to have a brand new facility here in Franklin, a new hospital. And I think that'll continue to grow as part of the mission organization. But the new hospital is it's looking well. If you've seen it lately, they're really coming up on that building. And we even had volunteers, the construction company who is actually doing the job of building the new hospital, taking it upon themselves to help do something for our community. And they looked at what can we do to help. And the issue came up, well, we'd like to see if we could have a skate park for our young people instead of having to have them skating over the streets in places where people don't really want them to do that. So the construction company offered to step up and provide labor and material and help generate revenue to help build us a little skate park. We have a piece of property in town. We call it the Whitmire property, and we haven't used it. It was bought originally as a place to locate some town facilities. That never came about, but over the past couple of years, we've used part of it and using part of it for a disc golf course, which is free to the public, and that could be a temporary thing if someone came along and wanted to put something on that property that was beneficial economically speaking, for everybody, would certainly consider that. But the other thing is a quarter portion of that Whitmire property was, has been set aside by the town for use of the skate park for our young folks. And we had a lot of support for that, not only from our parents and the young folks who skate, but also from our police department. And so that's a very positive thing, and we look forward to getting that done. Hopefully they'll start that construction and have it ready by hopefully this spring. And so the kids will have a place, a good safe place to go and skateboard. We have two sons, and when they were growing up, they used to skateboard. We lived in Waynesville at the time, and I know they used to get in trouble from time to time for skating on the sidewalks. And so they have a new skate park in Waynesville now, and Gary Caldwell, the mayor over there, I think spearheaded that campaign back several years ago, and it's worked out very well. And so we're hoping that this new skate park will be a big benefit to our young folks here to give them a chance to get outside. I think it's better to get outside and do some activity instead of sitting by your computer and playing video games. And so we encourage them to do more activity. One of our board members is very, very big on outside recreation and activities, Mr. Culpepper, and he's been a moving force as far as trying to develop opportunities for our young folks in those areas.
Absolutely, and he won re-election as well, so he'll get to stick around on the board and continue to move on those projects. To kind of shift gears a little bit, what do you see as local government's role in COVID-19 policy?
Well, we've done everything that the state has asked us to do as far as trying to make things safer for our folks here, not only our workers, but also people in the community. And so we'll follow the science, we'll follow the directions and do what we need to. I think we have a large percentage of people in the state that have been vaccinated already. I don't know what our percentage is here in Macon, but I think it's fairly high. And so hopefully with the increase in the vaccinations and also with the development of the new therapeutic drugs to help those who actually come down with COVID, hopefully we'll get this problem turned around very soon. But we encourage folks, if you haven't been vaccinated, then please consider doing that, because that's not 100% guaranteed, but it really helps your chances. And the fact that I'm familiar with several people who have been vaccinated and later on did develop some COVID symptoms, but they were much more mild than what they would have been had they not been vaccinated. So we encourage folks to do that and be responsible. I don't think it's our job to try to mandate and dictate to people as far as their own personal health choices, but we can encourage people to do what we think is in their best interest as far as trying to deal with this virus. And I think we've made great progress in the county and statewide and hopefully nationally. And I'm really hoping and praying that in 2022, we'll be able to put this behind us.
Well, great. Well, I think that's pretty much all my questions. Is there anything else you want to say about your goals as the new mayor?
Well, I'm looking forward to working with our new board. You know, we have two new members that will be coming on the board. And then when I move from the council member seat to the mayor's seat, that'll create another vacancy. So one of the first things the board's going to have to do is choose someone to fill the balance of my term for the next 2 years. And so that'll be probably one of the first things on the agenda that the board will have to deal with. The other thing that I'm looking forward to is after the first of the year, getting the entire board together and doing some strategic planning and some indoctrination for our new members to find out and make sure everybody knows what our roles and responsibilities are, as well as mapping out our future plans, short-term and long-term goals. And so we usually do that sometime after the first of the year. So once we get organized after our December meeting, we'll try to set a time to get together and have that retreat planning, strategic planning session to set out our goals and objectives for the next year and the next several years to come. So we're looking forward to that. I think we've got a lot of potential. We've got a lot of new leadership in town. We've got a new town manager who just started recently in September. Amy Owens is doing a terrific job. This past year, we had a new police chief who came on board, Bill Harrell, a new fire chief, Ben Orman, who's taken over, our finance director retired. We have a fairly new finance director, and we have this new code enforcement person. So we've got a lot of really good employees and department heads, and we're really looking forward to making Franklin the greatest place in this part of the world.
That is that's a lot of new people. Well, good. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
Well, you're more than welcome. Glad to have the opportunity to do that.